Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today we are going to be blunt. Maybe it's not your brand that's boring. Maybe you are being boring. I can't tell you how many times I hear founders and marketers and people in especially the industries that we work in say, our industry is boring. Insurance is boring. Logistics is boring. Compliance is boring. Healthcare, boring. There's nothing exciting. We can't be exciting in our marketing. And every time it's like, really? Why? I think actually the most exciting companies within the boring industries are the ones that stand out and they're the ones that are memorable. I don't think that the companies that we're in or the industries that we're in are the problem. I think the problem is how we choose to look at the challenge, and the problem is how we choose to show up. The truth is that insurance isn't actually boring. It's what keeps us safe. It's what keeps us afloat when things go wrong. Like one of our clients calls themselves second responders, and I think that's exactly right. Logistics isn't boring. It's why all of your Amazon packages show up in 2 days. It's why shelves are stocked in every store. It's why we have the things that we need. That's not boring. Compliance isn't actually boring. It is why we're all able to run successful companies and get shut down. It's not boring. These things are actually fascinating when you think about it. What makes it boring is the way that companies choose to talk about themselves in the most generic way. And we all live in a sea of sameness. Every company in these industries sounds the same. That's not the industry. If you are one of the companies that is the offender, it's you. You are the problem. Maybe that's kind of mean, but I'm in a mood, so we're going to go with it. These are the excuses I hear all the time. Everyone in the industry is blue. Blue is the color of trust, so we're going to go with it. No, we're not a pink company. I don't like pink. We definitely are not a mascot industry. We're not going to do mascots. The translation that I hear is we are not fun. We can't have fun. We're not going to be creative and we are not going to be bold. We are going to do what our competitors do. And it's not true. You don't have to have a cartoon, or you don't have to be corny on your homepage. You don't have to be like covering everything in neon colors to stand out, but you do have to have the courage to show up and be a little bit different in these boring old industries to stand out. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. Think about some of these examples. Look at MailChimp. Email marketing software is kind of boring, or it should be boring anyway, but MailChimp is fun. They leaned into quirky and honestly almost weird creative, and they made it approachable and fun. Gusto is our payroll and HR platform, and it honestly couldn't be more dry, but they made it super cute. It's very people first. They have these adorable little like cat illustrations that walk by when you're getting paid, and it just makes you smile, and it's very memorable. It's not corny, but it is cute. ClickUp is our project management system here at Excelity. Project management, not sexy, kind of boring. but their brand voice is so unapologetically sassy. I love all of their ads. They are bold. They poke fun at competitors. They lean into their personality and it works. None of those industries are sexy. They're not pink. They're not mascot industries. Like, you wouldn't think of project management or HR as fun, but they just chose not to be freaking boring. If you are leaning into safe or vanilla language, it's probably a sign that you're boring. If your website says you're innovative, customer first, you probably sound like all of your competitors. If you honestly put your website into ChatGPT and load in like your five closest competitors and ask ChatGPT what it thinks of your website versus your competitors, if it tells you that you sound just like them, you're probably kind of boring. If you are hiding behind products and features, you're boring. Stories and storytelling is awesome, and it's what we should be doing. It's what makes you memorable. Talking about features is not the way to go. And then you have to have a point of view. When we stand for nothing, then really no one cares. And your point of view has to be closely tied to what your customer cares about. Your customer cares about themselves first and foremost. And so that has to be really, really closely tied to your value prop. So I guess that was a big long rant, but the punchline is your brand doesn't have to be boring and your marketing doesn't have to be boring and you don't have to choose that route. Don't blame the industry. If you're in B2B, don't blame B2B. I hear so many B2B marketers being like, oh, I wish I could be in B2C. It would be so much cooler and so much more fun. We have fun in B2B. I have fun all the time. I'm having fun right now. Stop saying things like we're not a pink industry and we can't have a mascot. You know how many of our B2B clients we've rolled out mascots for? It makes them exciting and fun. Being interesting is a choice. And the brands that actually win are the ones that choose to show up and be bold. All right, that is it for today. Thanks for tuning in. If you are building a brand right now, hit me up. I would love to even just bounce ideas. And hey, of course, we'd love to work with you. So check out excelitymarketing.com, shameless plug. And if you know someone who needs to hear this message today, please feel free to share it with them. Again, that is the one way that we are growing this podcast. And I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much.